Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Kalamaja neighborhood of Tallinn, an area famous for its numerous bars and restaurants. Kalamaja is a former fishing hub that fell into disarray during the Soviet rule. Today it is a vibrant district that boasts great bars, cafes and restaurants that mix traditional Estonian cuisine with modern influences. Our guide is Monocle's Petri Burtsov.
Kalamaja, just outside of Tallinn's historic old town, is a charming former fisherman's district filled with quaint wooden houses and repurposed industrial buildings. It fell into disuse during the long Soviet occupation of Estonia, but has since begun to blossom with young creatives moving in. This has left its mark on the Kalamaja food and drink scene. It is unquestionably Tallinn's trendiest and most versatile food destination. Kalamaja is an eclectic mix of third-wave cafes frequented by bearded hipsters, interesting street food, traditional bakeries, and cozy bistros. It's the epicenter of the blossoming Estonian food scene, a place where the country's young chefs come to leave their mark. Our tour starts at F-Hone, located at the Telliskivi complex of former rail yard buildings. It's a popular bar and restaurant serving up fusion dishes that mix traditional Estonian with modern international flavors. We recommend trying the mushroom varenyky with sour cream and herbs, a popular Eastern European dumplings originally from Ukraine. Or if you're feeling more adventurous, go for the pork belly with balsamico braised sauerkraut with grilled beetroot and paprika. Wash it down with F-Hone's signature beers made in collaboration with the local brewery Pohjola. F-Hone is Kalamaja's hipster central, and if that's not your thing and you're looking for something more upscale, the Waterfront 180 Degrees restaurant is our top pick. Opened last autumn by the German 8-time Michelin star chef Matthias Diethe, who has made Estonia his culinary home after stints in some of the world's top restaurants, 180 Degrees offers a 6-course tasting menu that relies on Estonia's best produce. How about some ox cheek with caviar and parsnip, or venison with Savoy cabbage? It's sleek and modern fine dining, but you won't leave this place hungry. No visit to Kalamaja is complete without a stop at Kotsabua Bakery and Charcuterie. It was founded by Peter Pihel, one of Estonia's most well-known chefs, and serves not only many of the city's best cafes and restaurants, but also curious passers-by. The bakery is hidden in the back of an old, kind of dodgy-looking warehouse, but it's definitely worth the trek. Their traditional sourdough and black breads are heavenly. For drinks, Kalamaja is known for its craft beer offering. Estonia, for its small size, has a surprising amount of microbreweries. The best places to try them are both in the Telliskivi area, Pudel and St. Vitus. We recommend beers from Pohjola, Puhaste and Sori. Kalamaja is best explored on foot. It's a district in transformation that is quickly gentrifying. But walking down its historic streets is still a trip back in time. Who knows, you might just randomly come upon an old Soviet-style bar where a complimentary shot of vodka is seen as a welcome drink and the owner plays old Russian waltzes on his accordion, as happened to this correspondent. For Monocle in Tallinn, I'm Petri Burtsov.
This has been episode number 119 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Petri for the tour in Tallinn's Kalamaja. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.